This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. At least seven people were killed in Iraq Saturday on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi's government. As Edward Uranian reports, the deaths follow more than 50 people killed in Iraq on Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Spanish police and militant elements of a 1,000-strong crowd of protesters clashed in the streets of Barcelona late Saturday. The protest began around 7:30 local time, and the crowd grew to nearly 10,000, according to police estimates. Demonstrators threw a hail of bottles, balls, and rubber bullets at officers. Police carrying shields and weapons and backed by 20 riot vans charged the demonstrators in an attempt to disperse them. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of Spain's region of Catalan protested against Barcelona's imprisonment of nine separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Spain's Supreme Court sentenced nine Catalan officials to 9 to 13 years in jail for sedition. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.